With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, if you live in a city or in a town in Ireland, the dating scene can be a busy place. But what if you live in a rural part of the country where finding love is not that easy? Well, the second series of Love in the Country begins tonight, which aims to bring those in our remote communities some romance and maybe more. And I'm absolutely buzzing to be joined by the matchmaker general of the show to tell us more. It's Anna Geary.
How are you doing? Oh, I love it. I'm getting the matchmaking. That's pressure now, to be honest, calling me that.
Well, to be fair, you did get a second season out of it, so you can't be that bad, Anna.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I am thrilled that it's back because I think, like Laura, last year, I remember when it aired, like for the first time in Ireland, even though it's a global format and it's, you know, it's been there for years all over the world. You know, anytime a new show comes, you're always hoping that the audience will connect with it, that they get it. And I was so relieved, but also thrilled that people really got behind everyone on the show. Like, it wasn't about having a laugh at anyone's expense. You know, everyone was putting themselves out there. Everybody, when it comes to love, is vulnerable. And they were all in their corner. Like, they were willing them to succeed. And what was funny was that after the show aired, I had people coming up to me everywhere, like shops, you know, out for walks. I have this friend, and I'm wondering, I'm like, oh, it's a friend. Okay, so you're doing this. You're asking me about your friend. Okay, I'll indulge you. And loads of people just want to know, like, how would you go about maybe getting on the show? Because there's so many people out there that genuinely want to meet someone and they really find it hard.
The dating show, it isn't a dating show for farmers as such, is it? Like, it is for lots of people who are connected to rural settings for various reasons.
That's it. And for some people, I think, you know, Laura, now people work from home, they're very hybrid working environments. They don't have to necessarily be living in cities or bigger towns. So, you know, people are starting to, you know, reevaluate how they want to live their lives. So that's kind of, in some ways, a secondary element to this show is just that it's giving people other options. So like, if they want to meet someone now and, you know, they find where I am isn't really conducive to that, they can look further afield. And I suppose really what we're really trying to do as well is it's a compatibility thing. So it's matching people up that might have similar interests. Or, you know, that's where the letter is. You get an opportunity to sit down and write to someone, tell them about yourself, tell them what you liked about them. And for so many people, they actually find that part really difficult. Some people have said, I haven't written a letter since my leaving cert. So, you know, they get help with that. So if they do want to sign up, like I was down to Ploughing Championships when I was there and I was talking to you about this, there's help every step of the way. Yeah. So if you, all you need to do really is reach out, you know, and hopefully, you know, people will love the show this year. There is, I suppose, really, there's twists and turns and there are surprises in store for people as well this season, even more so than last season. I think it's kind of gone up a notch.
Okay.
Because people, I think, this, as was last year, they didn't know what to expect. But now they've watched the season, but they kind of understand it. But there's some moments in the show where, you know, you're hiding behind the cushion going, oh my God, I can't believe they said that.
Oh my God,
But that's what happens on dates. Like, it's messy and it's awkward and people love to watch that, but it's real. Like, that's bottom line. This is authentic. And I suppose I love being kind of a wing woman of sorts for people, because sometimes I have to give them the pep talk and the confidence boost, whereas there's all those times sometimes I have to pull them aside and go, what are you doing?
Wouldn't be like you, Anna, to be given a bit of a pep talk, would it? Anna, you told me before the show was really heartwarming. I just need to brace myself for tonight. Do I need tissues?
No, not for the first episode.
Okay,
the first episode was you get to meet people, you know, we set things up. But as the show goes on, you know, you will be howling laughing. There'll be, you know, double entendre and there'll be double meanings. And then there will also be those moments where you are reaching for the tissues. Because I think, like, that there is that real, the real human element to the show, which I love. And that's why I suppose it's a real privilege to be kind of on there. I don't like this word, but on the journey with them.
Yeah.
Because it is. Like, and some people at the very end, there's shocks in store. Even I got shocks when you know, we kind of found out whether people are together or they're not together. And, you know, I suppose that's what people love too, is at the very end we find out, oh, okay, well, did this work, did it not?
Anna, it's so true, because it's like, these are people and people's emotions at the end of the day. You never know what way that's going to go.
Yeah, and you know, Laura, sometimes people need to get out of their own way when it comes to love, because they have set themselves up for this idea about the type of person they think they either should go for, or that this is, you know, this is definitely the right person for me. Yeah. And the kind of show blows that out of the water, because they've got an opportunity to meet loads of different people from different backgrounds and maybe from people that they would never have gone with traditionally in the past. And it's completely given them a fresh perspective, which is great, but also that sometimes leads to the confusion. And that's, I suppose, where the messiness kind of comes in sometimes, between when you're caught between two people.
Yeah.
But it's a big thing I say to people is, you need to get out of your own way. You need to stop overthinking it. And I think it's the meeting. I think this is what that's what the show is focused on. It's all about the meeting and the interaction and the connection and the laughs. Like, there is plenty of laughs too, because we've all had those laughs on dates, whether they're awkward
also,
laughs
though, or you're in the Anna, the joy about this is, like, it's an Irish show, you're just guaranteed that there's just going to be laughs from start to finish.
Yes.
Look, we're really excited about Love in the Country coming back tonight, but finally I can't let you go without asking you about your own little fella, about Ronan. How's he getting on? It was his first birthday not so long ago.
He is flying around the place now. He is 14 months and he's climbing everything he's not meant to be climbing and, you know, licking the floors and, like, oh my God. And, you know, like, trying to stick his finger to plug sockets and all the things he's not meant to be doing. He's been a kick out of it because he's so much energy and, you know, it keeps me on my toes. But I'm sure, just like Ireland's fittest family being a coach, pretty sure he'll probably be trying to climb walls pretty soon.
Yeah.
And while I encourage that in Ireland's fittest family, I won't be encouraging that.
I don't know. I can see you being like, come on, get over it. Let's go.
Yeah. If you're going to get over the wall, do it like this because it'll be faster.
Oh, Anna, it's so lovely to chat to you today. I cannot wait to tune into the first episode tonight. The second series of Love in the Country begins on RT2 tonight, 9:35. It is absolutely essential viewing. Anna Geary, thank you so much for coming on with us today. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.